because the committee wanted to establish some kind of conspiracy between us, they questioned me very closely about my attendance at the meeting when the decision was made regarding the books and records. But since I was not present at that meeting, I simply answered no. Other members of the board who had been interrogated had presented a statement. The statements were very much alike, and since I was one of the last to be called, it was my intent that largely to avoid the conspiracy issue, not to present the statement. They questioned me very closely on that. Why didn't I give a statement like the other members did? And I said I didn't think it was necessary. And
did anyone advise you on this, or this was your own decision?
No. It was my own decision.
Did they agree with it? I recognized
that if everybody did the same thing, it would have a very bad effect. It wouldn't really do what we wanted it to do. And then, as a final question, they wished to know whether I would, if I had the authority, if I owned the books and records, would I give it to them? And I then asked for consultation with my attorney, at which they ridiculed me for not having a mind of my own, and that I felt that it was a legal issue. And I then responded that I thought that the request which they were making of me was not pertinent.
Was there any pressure from you, from the other committee members, to give the statement?
No.
Oh.
No.
You didn't agree as a group?
No, we all knew that it was necessary to make some statement about how long the committee was in requesting our presence and in asking for the books and records. But since everybody had practically the same kind of statement, I felt that it was perhaps best for me not to present a statement.
Yeah, sounds right.
And at first the tone of the congressmen was ingratiating, but later the questions were asked in a taunting, scoffing manner. And I decided to give as little information to them as possible. My testimony in the records is much more ample than what I have given here, but I think I've given the gist of what I.
How many days did this go on? These testimonies.
The testimony was one day. There were 11 of us who appeared. There were actually 13 members on the board. But two of them were not subpoenaed, and we never understood why. One was a journalist, and we thought perhaps they didn't want to tangle with the press. The other person was not a very active member, and perhaps they didn't have his name.
Wasn't that they were aging?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just that they took the 11 that were, I guess, most active, or whose names were most readily available to them.
And why do you think that they were calling the Joint Anti-Fascist Deputy Committee at this time?
Well, they were calling us first because the country was in great turmoil. The Anti-Fascist Refugee Committee was an enormous united front with wide support it cut across all the classes practically in America. There was a very strong feeling about helping the anti-fascist refugees. It must be remembered that this was only a very short time after, it was less than 10 years after the Civil War had ended. And there was a great sense of tragedy about the way in which the Spanish Civil War ended. And people were very reluctant to give up support for the valiant refugees, the families of the dead and the families of those who were driven out of Spain. And there was strong support for us from very wide sections of the country. It seemed to us that if the government was out to crush the left influence in the country, that they would first work on what they would consider the weakest element, namely a united front, which was drawn together largely by humanitarian feelings, by desire to provide relief, and but didn't have any real political meaning.
And then if they would cave in, other would be an example.
Then if they became alienated and felt that they were jeopardizing their own lives and so forth by supporting the joint anti-fascist refugee committee, this would affect the other organizations around the left. And eventually would hit at the left itself.
Was this really the beginning of the McCarthy period?
Yes,
then?
It was, actually.
So in that way, it's very important, too.
Of course, yes, it is. It's very important because while it was preliminary to McCarthy, the House Un-American Activities Committee was already probing all those who had sentiments and feelings and I'll say principles too, that were opposed to what was going on in government at the time.